初三英语五月月考听力。A， 请听下面八段对话，每段对话后有一小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话读两遍。One.
Which is the most popular restaurant in town?
Denny's. The food there is delicious and also very cheap.
Which is the most popular restaurant in town?
Denny's. The food there is delicious and also very cheap.
Two.
Hi, Mike. Do you often play computer games?
No, I only play them on Saturday and Sunday nights.
Hi, Mike. Do you often play computer games?
No, I only play them on Saturday and Sunday nights.
Three. Jane, it's time to relax. Do you want to watch a talk show?
No, I'm bored with it. Why not watch a game show? It's interesting.
Jane, it's time to relax. Do you want to watch a talk show?
No, I'm bored with it. Why not watch a game show? It's interesting.
4. Mom, I put the bananas into the blender. Can I turn it on now?
Let me see. Is there any milk in the blender?
Oh, I nearly forgot. Mom, I put the bananas into the blender. Can I turn it on now?
Let me see. Is there any milk in the blender?
Oh, I nearly forgot.
5. You look sad. What's the matter? Is it because you failed your exam?
No, I went hiking yesterday. The mountain and the weather reminded me of my hometown.
You look sad. What's the matter? Is it because you failed your exam?
No, I went hiking yesterday. The mountain and the weather reminded me of my hometown.
6. Hi, Liu Tao. Your English has improved a lot.
Thank you. I joined a dancing club and made a foreign friend. He often talks with me in English.
Hi, Liu Tao. Your English has improved a lot.
Thank you. I joined a dancing club and made a foreign friend. He often talks with me in English.
7. I'm afraid I can't stop here because it's a bus stop. May I take a little further?
Okay, fine. I don't want you to break any traffic rules.
I'm afraid I can't stop here because it's a bus stop. May I take a little further?
Okay, fine. I don't want you to break any traffic rules.
8. I have worked for 4 hours on this homework and I'm still only half finished.
Why don't you give it up? If you stay up late, you will be too tired.
I have worked for 4 hours on this homework and I'm still only half finished.
Why don't you give it up? If you stay up late, you will be too tired.
B， 请听下面五段对话或独白，每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟，听完后各小题给出五秒钟的作答时间，每段对话或独白读两遍。请听第一段材料，回答第九至第十小题。
Tommy, do you know any great inventions?
Yes, I know much about printing.
Really? Can you tell me something about it?
Okay, a Chinese person called Bi Sheng invented printing.
Wow, Chinese people are so great.
Yeah, but the printing machine was invented by a Frenchman.
You know so much about inventions. Do you want to be an inventor like them?
Yes, and I want to invent more helpful things for people.
Good idea. I hope your dream will come true.
Thank you.
Tommy, do you know any great inventions?
Yes, I know much about printing.
Really? Can you tell me something about it?
Okay, a Chinese person called Bi Sheng invented printing.
Wow, Chinese people are so great.
Yeah, but the printing machine was invented by a Frenchman.
You know so much about inventions. Do you want to be an inventor like them?
Yes, and I want to invent more helpful things for people.
Good idea. I hope your dream will come true.
Thank you.
请听第二段材料，回答第十一至十二小题。
Jim, would you like to go to the airport with me?
To the airport?
Yes, I'm going to see Jenny off there.
Jenny? Is she your relative?
No, she's my foreign teacher.And she is going to return to her hometown for the summer holiday.
How long has she lived in China?
For 6 years.
What do you think of her, Tina?
She is very friendly and helpful. We all like her.
Wow, you must make great progress in English.
You are right. She has helped us a lot.
You are lucky. Okay, I will go with you.
Jim, would you like to go to the airport with me?
To the airport?
Yes, I'm going to see Jenny off there.
Jenny? Is she your relative?
No, she's my foreign teacher, and she is going to return to her hometown for the summer holiday.
How long has she lived in China?
For 6 years.
What do you think of her, Tina?
She is very friendly and helpful. We all like her.
Wow, you must make great progress in English.
You are right. She has helped us a lot.
You are lucky. Okay, I will go with you.
请听第三段材料，回答第十三至十五小题。 Hi, Leo. You seem sleepy. Are you okay?
Oh, my neighborhood is so noisy. I can't sleep much.
Why? What's going on in your neighborhood?
The road near my house has been built for half a year. It's still not done.
Oh, that's awful. How about your neighbors? Does it trouble them too?
Yes, most of them.
Why not hold a neighborhood meeting? I'm sure you all could come up with some good ideas.
I see your point. Thank you for your advice.
Hi, Leo. You seem sleepy. Are you okay?
Oh, my neighborhood is so noisy. I can't sleep much.
Why? What's going on in your neighborhood?
The road near my house has been built for half a year. It's still not done.
Oh, that's awful. How about your neighbors? Does it trouble them too?
Yes, most of them.
Why not hold a neighborhood meeting? I'm sure you all could come up with some good ideas.
I see your point. Thank you for your advice.
Can I help you?
Yes, I'm looking for a gift for a Japanese family here that I'm going to stay with. Do you have any idea?
Pen sets are always a good gift.
Is that too small? You know, I'm here to learn Japanese in a college for a whole year.
Well, I see. But we Japanese consider it important to respect each other rather than expensive gifts.
Yes, all right. Let's see pen sets. There are sets with a pen and a pencil, and bigger sets with four pens.
Don't give a set of four pens to your Japanese friend. In fact, don't give four of anything.
Why is that?
The Japanese word for four sounds like the word for death.
Thanks a lot. In that case, I will take the single pen and pencil set.
Good choice. Can I help you?
Yes, I'm looking for a gift for a Japanese family here that I'm going to stay with. Do you have any idea?
Pen sets are always a good gift.
Is that too small? You know, I'm here to learn Japanese in a college for a whole year.
Well, I see. But we Japanese consider it important to respect each other rather than expensive gifts.
Yes, all right. Let's see pen sets. There are sets with a pen and a pencil, and bigger sets with four pens.
Don't give a set of four pens to your Japanese friend. In fact, don't give four of anything.
Why is that?
The Japanese word for four sounds like the word for death.
Thanks a lot. In that case, I will take the single pen and pencil set.
Good choice.
I'm glad that you've chosen chemistry. Before our lesson, I'd like to use a few minutes to talk about the laboratory rules. You'd better make some notes and write the rules down. Ready? Okay, let's begin. First, you're not allowed to bring any food or drink to the laboratory. You can't eat or drink here. Second, never run around when you come into the laboratory. It's dangerous. Third, don't taste anything in the bottles and the boxes there. While doing experiments, you must listen to your teacher and watch carefully. All of the above are very important to you for your safety. Please obey the rules and enjoy the hours in the laboratory. That's all. Now, let's begin our lesson.
I'm glad that you've chosen chemistry. Before our lesson, I'd like to use a few minutes to talk about the laboratory rules. You'd better make some notes and write the rules down. Ready? Okay, let's begin. First, you're not allowed to bring any food or drink to the laboratory. You can't eat or drink here. Second, never run around when you come into the laboratory. It's dangerous. Third, don't taste anything in the bottles and the boxes there. While doing experiments, you must listen to your teacher and watch carefully. All of the above are very important to you for your safety. Please obey the rules and enjoy the hours in the laboratory. That's all. Now let's begin our lesson.
C， 请听下面一段独白，根据独白内容完成下列句子，每个空格不超过三个单词。听独白前，你将有50秒钟的时间阅读句子内容，独白读两遍。Here is Midnight News. A terrible traffic accident happened on Highway 199 at 4:30 this afternoon. A school bus was hit by a truck from the back and about 11 students were badly hurt. The truck driver had both his arms broken. All the injured people were sent to hospital immediately. So far, no deaths have been reported in the accident.All the students were from Red Star Middle School. It is said that bad weather caused the accident. The police told the drivers to be more careful on the highways because the weather was wet. Our reporters will keep an eye on this accident and more details will be reported in 2 hours' time. Here is Midnight News. A terrible traffic accident happened on Highway 199 at 4:30 this afternoon. A school bus was hit by a truck from the back and about 11 students were badly hurt. The truck driver had both his arms broken. All the injured people were sent to hospital immediately. So far, no deaths have been reported in the accident.All the students were from Red Star Middle School. It is said that bad weather caused the accident. The police told the drivers to be more careful on the highways because the weather was wet. Our reporters will keep an eye on this accident and more details will be reported in 2 hours' time.
听力考试到此结束，请同学们继续答题。